Our first stop on the tour of the school museum is the vintage classroom exhibit to the right of the front desk. But first, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the history of the school. Construction began in July of 1876 and was completed in November of the same year. The building was designed to accommodate 1,000 children, and the first class was held in January of 1877. The building was considered state-of-the-art, especially for Nevada at the time. An important fact that most people don't know is that the whole town was built on lumber from Lake Tahoe. Without the lumber from the lake, there will not be enough resources to build and heat such a fast-growing area. And now, back to the vintage classroom exhibit. This classroom was left intact just as it was when we closed in 1986. The highlight of the room is the original desks. All these desks have never been removed from the building since the school was in operation. Please note the inkwell holes in the desks and the display against the chalkboard that explains the inkwells and the writing implements of the day in more detail. Also note, as you enter the classroom, something special about the floor. You can see imprints left by these desks as they were originally mounted right onto the floor. If you look carefully, you'll notice that the imprints are higher than the rest of the floor. This illustrates the fact that since these spots were covered by the desk's feet, the rest of the floor had been worn down around them. Also, each classroom had a wood-burning stove in the center. We'll see an example of one later in the alumni room. As you're in the vintage classroom, please also spend time reading the laminated info sheets on the desks that explain more about the curriculum of the time and the educational subjects taught here at the Fourth Ward School. We were a very progressive school for the times. We taught up to 15 subjects where other institutions would only cover about 5. We were so progressive partly because the town was growing so large, the school wanted to keep up with its reputation of accomplishment and superiority. As you are going around the museum, keep an eye out for the leaded glass window panes, such as the ones in this room. How many can you find? Overall, the vintage classroom exhibit will give you the real feel of what kids on the Comstock experienced and learned. Next, we'll meet you across the hall in the Comstock History exhibit.